Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we chat about. And there's been a lot of democracy going on in this poll this week. I tell you what, it was neck and neck with some of the categories right up until the end. But it's exciting. It's a Wildcards that comes after a Community Shield win and before Fulham away, the first game of the season, which we're all very excited for. And also after a Women's Euros win. So it's a Wildcard that is injected with all sorts of excitement, isn't it? And I'm sure that's radiating around the room. Feeling that excitement, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Andy Bell, I've got Robbie O'Neill, and I've got Paula Murphy. Now, there was a request before the show started to discuss the rules of it. And as I said, we do this every week. Everyone's probably tired of hearing it. But the way it works is you've been voting on Twitter for what you would like us to talk about in each of the four categories, still four categories at this point. And we're going to talk about that. You win. We will talk about whatever you want us to. But there's a wild card to be played, Robbie. And if there's something that's won in the public vote that you don't want to talk about, you play that wild card. But you only have one. So you've got to kind of send
don't
it
throw
out,
it
you
away
know?
Early.
Don't throw it away too early, I'd say.
Economy is everything.
Yeah, essentially. You need to just wait and think, have I got much to say about that that's won in general sport, for example? And if the answer is no, play a wild card. Everyone gets one. But let's dive straight in with LFC, which we've amalgamated into one big LFC category. We're not talking about the past. We're not talking about the present. We're just talking about LFC. And your options there were Darwin Núñez, Harvey Elliott, or the starting front three. And it will come as a surprise to no one, Neil, that Darwin Núñez won by some distance. I want to start with the celebration at the Community Shield, because it was like he'd won the European Cup. I absolutely loved it. It was phenomenal. Top off, like, to the crowd, giving it absolute bifters. It was incredible. And I think what struck me about it, that I felt like there were echoes of Bobby in the showmanship and in the immediate, this top is coming off and you are looking at this 10-pack. But there were also elements of mowing it in, I want to win this more than all of you, regardless of what this may be. And that, for me, bodes very well for this season.
I loved it. I loved the celebration. I love the fact that he just keeps coming across like a massive kid.